Christians worship in the streets of Seattle after city officials close park to prevent prayer rally. By Hannah Blow on September 8, 2020. Christians had it took to the streets of Seattle to hold a prayer rally after city officials closed off a park to prevent their meeting, all while continuing to allow anti-police protests to take place in the city. Photos show the action the city of Seattle took ahead of a prayer rally, which was expected to take place at Gasworks Park. Park temporarily closed, a sign hanging on a chain-link fence read. The city made its intentions known, stating that it closed the park to prevent anticipated crowding from worship rally organized by local churches. According to KTTH's Jason Rance, host of the Jason Rance Show, the city also stationed park rangers around the area, plus social distancing ambassadors. This was specifically meant to stop the prayer rally by worship leader Sean Feucht, he reported. The city claimed that it does not allow unpermitted public events to take place in Seattle parks and asks the public to continue to adhere to current public health guidelines so that we can keep our parks open. But Rance deemed that statement an absolute lie, noting the continued protests in the city. That includes the prolonged occupancy of Cal Anderson Park in the area formerly known as the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, a protest the city allowed to fester for weeks. The group met anyway, with Feucht cheekily referring to the event as a worship protest. The Church of Seattle will not be silenced. Over 2,000 took to the streets and God lit the place up with miracles, baptisms, salvations, racial reconciliation, with the police, and hope. Feucht wrote on Tuesday. We're all getting together a group of believers. We're still worshiping because I feel like Christians are under a lot of persecution right now, one attendee, McKenna, told King 5. It's so important that we are gathering together, especially in times like this, she added. Rance continued. Seattle Parks did not respond to a request for comment. How could they? They could hide behind coronavirus concerns all they want, but we know that's absurd. I spent some time at a busy Lake Union Park with social distance ambassadors nowhere in sight. Why? No one wanted to pray there. The city isn't hiding their anti-religious bigotry. By not enforcing their rules in any semblance of a consistent fashion, I pray they're opening themselves up to legal challenges. Either religious rallies and social justice rallies are permitted, or none at all. Durkin doesn't get to pick and choose which expression she'll permit. An ironic concept given she spends downtime ignoring attempts to murder cops so she can call President Donald Trump a dictator. The city's action coincides with another chaotic scene Monday, as rioters clashed with police officers in a Labor Day protest, resulting in nearly 24 arrests. Demonstrators targeted police officers, hurling various projectiles, including rocks and Molotov cocktails, at officers. The Seattle Police Department released one image of Molotov cocktails recovered by authorities outside the Seattle Police Officers Guild, SPOG, office.